And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. A pair of Highway 34 rivals are going to play for state titles this evening on the softball diamond. In Class B, Leedy Lady Bison have punched their ticket into the title tilt with a pair of wins this afternoon. Leedy downed Mountain View Godibo 8-1 in the quarterfinals, then held on to win a slugfest 18-17 over number 1 Caney in the semifinals. Lady Bison will take on number 2 Whitesboro tonight for the Class B Slow Pitch Championship. Whitesboro knocked out Arnett in the semis after the Lady Wildcats were able to squeak by Lakeba Sickles 8-7 in round 1. Not to be outdone, Hammond Lady Warriors are in the Class A championship game. Hammond topped Bennington 9-7 in the quarterfinals, then held on to a one-run win over number 2 Stewart in the semis. Hammond's opponent in the Class A finals, number 1 Red Oak. Elk City Elks golf team travels to Kingfisher for the regional tournament yesterday. Big Elks brought home the regional championship after firing a 2-round total of 606. It was 9 shots clear of second place Crossings Christian. Woodward placed 3rd and also qualified for next week's state tournament. Individually, the Elks had the top 2 finishers. Senior Mason Schmidt was the medalist with rounds of 64 and 76. Fellow senior Nathan Womack was 2nd, rounds of 74-68. Tristan Dunn played well. He shot 75-78. Braden Duncan had 85-86. Keaton Twyman fired 86-88. Weatherford was unable to qualify as a team or have any individuals make it to their home course for the state tournament. Eagles had 670 as a team. Clinton's team shot 690, but a pair of Red Tornadoes will play as individuals. Sutton Hernandez pulled off an unbelievable comeback. After an 89 in round 1, Hernandez fired 4 under 67 in round 2 to qualify with a 2-round total of 156. His teammate Jaron Williams will be there after a pair of 80s for a 160 total. Class 4A Boys State Golf Tournament held next Monday and Tuesday at Prairie West Golf Course in Weatherford. State soccer playoffs got underway in both Class 4A girls and boys last night. Elk City Elkettes season ended in Bethany with a 5-0 loss to the Lady Broncos. Elkettes end the season with a record of 8-6. In other girls' action, Clinton topped Chickasha 2-1. Weatherford blanked Ada 1-0. Woodward whipped Cash 6-2. So the second round on Thursday, it'll be Woodward and Bethany. We'll get Clinton and Weatherford as well. On the boys' side, 2-time defending champion Clinton doubled up Medill 6-3. Chickasha upended Weatherford 2-1. It'll be a state title game rematch from last year in the second round with Clinton against Chickasha. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.